Davis, California. It has one of the nation's most admired school lunch programs. Celebrity chef Jamie Oliver even points to this town as a model for the country. The Davis Joint Unified School District is back in session now, but earlier this summer, as the food staff was preparing for the new year, Steve Milne paid them a visit to find out what makes this celebrated program tick. Steve caught up with the woman in charge of school lunch and learned about the support system behind her.
The school lunches that end up in 15 Davis cafeterias are made here at the Central Kitchen. This being summer, there's no cooking going on, and the giant stainless steel kettles and enormous ovens are empty.
Have you seen this before? This is a rotating oven.
That's the school district's nutrition services director, Rafaelita Curva, sort of like the head chef.
You can go in there. You can have a party in there and cook yourselves to death.
Actually, Curva and her staff of 14 will make meals like frittata from scratch in this oven.
The major ingredient is eggs, and we put lots of vegetables. These are commodity eggs and local vegetables.
And so now it's pretty quiet right now because it's summertime, but when it's busy...
It's bustling with activity, and it's a happy place, you know, and the employees that we have, you know, they love coming to work and doing this for the children.
Curva's preparations for the new school year include ordering both commodity and local foods to make sure there are enough ingredients in stock to make that frittata and other dishes. About half of the lunches on the menu are made from scratch. More than 60% of the produce and other ingredients Curva uses come from farms within a 300-mile radius. Davis is a college town of 65,000 surrounded by farmland. In fact, University of California, Davis actually started out as an agricultural university in 1905. Curva's menu includes daily salad bars and things like macaroni and cheese, steamed carrots, baked chicken, and international cuisine, including a beef dish from Korea.
The bibimbap. We are using commodity beef. We have marinated it in special sauces. It has a very Korean flavor, and you serve it over fresh vegetables, carrots and zucchinis and different color cabbages. We were surprised how popular it was when we tested it.
Davis kids get to sample new recipes throughout the school year thanks to a group of taste testers, mostly UC Davis nutrition students. They volunteer for Davis Farm to School, a booster club for school vegetable gardens and healthy eating. Julia Van Solen Kim is the program coordinator.
The taste testers wear aprons. They hold a tray, which they fill up with samples, and they stand at the end of the line in the cafeteria so that children have the opportunity to taste their sample and hopefully, when they get to the front of the line, then choose to actually get that on their school lunch tray.
Davis has one of the country's most comprehensive farm-to-school programs, with contributions from local farmers, parents, and UC Davis researchers who specialize in food, agriculture, and public health, including Van Solen Kim.
Farm-to-school is one of the crucial components of changing this tide of obesity that's happening across the country.
Davis was one of the earliest adopters of the farm-to-school concept 12 years ago. Van Solen Kim says it has grown to become a national movement, connecting local farmers with school meal programs.
Also, educate children about the importance of local agriculture and hopefully inspire them to someday become farmers, to love eating healthy food, and really understand the full cycle of where their food comes from.
Including chickens.
Hey, girls, come on out. Say hello.
Van Solen Kim has an elaborate two-story chicken coop in her backyard, adorned with a pink and red banner that reads Cluck.
This coop was on the Tour de Cluck.
That's an annual fundraiser for Davis Farm to School held in the spring. It got some national attention in July when the New York Times spotlighted Davis's Tour de Cluck in an article about urban coops.
We actually had over 200 people stop by our house and enter the side yard and tour our coop and then go on by bicycle usually to the next coop, which was just a few blocks away.
The event helped generate $15,000 for Farm to School. Van Solen Kim says Tour de Cluck is a way to connect the meals kids eat for school lunch, like frittata, with the real world.
We had lots of kids riding their bicycles with their families. And then we had some of those chickens in the Central Park Gardens for the day so that visitors could see the different breeds of chickens.
This is Central Park, and this is where Davis Farmers Market exists.
That's Dorothy Peterson, a retired Davis school teacher who helped form Davis Farm to School 12 years ago. She's walking through the vegetable patch in the Central Park Gardens in downtown Davis.
So right now we'll have squash, we'll have carrots, and we'll have stuff like that. People can see the whole transition of the kind of food that's going to be served at the market or at the school lunch, unless some of the neighbors decide to make a midnight raid, which has been known to happen.
The Davis Farmers Market takes place twice a week at the park. Farm to School has a big presence at the market. The group leases a wood-fired oven from a local restaurant and sells pizza baked in the oven.
It's a 1.5-ton oven that is pulled by a vehicle. And it's just like any pizza place you go into, but it's not slathered with cheese. Even the crust, it's whole grain, because we're trying to get more whole grains into the school program. So we now have a visual image to the community to see what we're talking about.
One of Farm to School's first successes was to put salad bars in elementary schools. Gail Feenstra is a food systems analyst with UC Davis, who helped set up the program.
It was really fun for us as Farm to School organizers to watch, because we started these things in the elementaries. And then those kids gradually grew up, and then they went to junior high. When they went to junior high, there was no salad bar. So they started complaining. Where's our salad bar? We're used to a salad bar. They were writing letters to the school board. How do you expect us to live without the salad bar?
Selling pizza at the farmer's market and holding events like Tour de Cluck not only keep Farm to School in the spotlight, but they also help pay for school lunch programs. So does a parcel tax. People who live in Davis voted to tax themselves to help pay for the school lunch program, including staff training. Nutrition Services Director Rafaelita Curva says it brings in $70,000 a year.
The parcel tax has allowed us to have salad bars at our school sites every day. I have this great community support that has allowed me to use our current resources, which were the school lunch ladies, develop them through professional classes in cooking.
I'm Ann Evans, and I'm a consultant with Evans and Brennan. I work on school food. And we were able to help the district and Rafaelita Curva to recreate the menu so that it was seasonal. If you go in and you have a school lunch on any given day, will it be what you would eat if you went into any restaurant you as an adult might choose to take a client? No, it's not going to be that. That's where we want it to get.
So Davis has become sort of a model for other districts as far as best practices?
I do believe so. Davis really is known throughout the country as an early adopter of significant changes that relate to the environment of school lunch, the education program of certificated and non-certificated and parent volunteers who work in school gardens, the actual food on the plate, and professional development in particular.
Evans is a former mayor of Davis who was inspired to work on improving school lunches about 12 years ago when her daughter was in second grade and there was an end-of-the-year class party.
One of the mothers had brought this product called Lunchables. Not only was there no what I considered food in there, all plastic food more or less, but none of the packaging was recyclable, and it was being presented as a treat. So those three just pushed me over the edge.
Evans formed a consulting business on sustainable food systems with cookbook author Georgianne Brennan. They advise school districts throughout California. Evans also co-founded Davis's Food Co-op and Farmers Market. She can get pretty emotional about school lunch. Sometimes her eyes start to tear up. Evans sees it as much more than just nourishing young bodies.
It's please join us at the table and taste this most delicious item at the peak of its flavor that these loving hands have prepared for you.
Why do you get emotional about it?
Because I think that's fundamentally the way to nurture the next generation. That's the role that a civilization plays. And I imbue school lunch with that symbolism. My ideal of a school lunch and a national school lunch program is one where the school lunch is universal and that all kids are equal when they sit down to that school lunch.
Evan says it goes beyond the food served.
We did a list of no-cost changes that could be made in the school lunchroom to help improve the environment. So we're working with one district where the school food service director doesn't feel he can go to scratch cooking right now, but he can introduce fresh garnish and certain flavors into some of his fresh foods. So those principles developed in Davis are being adopted by other school districts.
Including Farm to School. Yolo County's agricultural commissioner has asked Farm to School staff to expand the program to other school districts throughout the county. Julia Van Solenkim is part of the effort.
In the rest of Yolo County, there's a greater percentage of free and reduced price eligible students. Those children don't have the option of bringing lunch from home, and their only option is school lunch. And so it becomes even more important that that school lunch is of high quality.
That may be the long-term goal, but Rafaelita Curva, the head of Student Nutrition Services, admits even in Davis, prepackaged foods will still be on the menu for kids.
After all, we need to be customer-driven to a certain extent. We need to be able to give them not only what it is that they need, but what it is that they like pizza, hamburgers.
It's a balancing act, Curva says. She's been in the school food service industry for nearly 30 years in Northern California and says the new federal guidelines improving school lunch confirm the road she's been taking in Davis for the past decade.
It was amazing how through this many years in my career I've seen going back to basics of cooking in school meals. It went from scratch cooking to fast food type of food, wherein everybody was just driven by profits, I would think. And it has done a full circle, and now we're going back to basics, which is very, very good.